In this week's parsha, towards the end of the parsha, the pasuk says, "Ki hamitzvah zois lo niflesim imchav la rechokehi lo b'shemayimi lo meir la yom." So it says that this mitzvah, and it's not clear what this mitzvah is referring to. So Rashi says it's referring to the mitzvos kol Torah kula. The Rabban, however, says it's referring to the mitzvah of tshuva. It says prior to that, v'hashevosu, that there'll be where you're nidach, you're going to do tshuva. But then it says, mitzvah of tshuva, lo niflesim imcha lo rechokehi. It's not covered up, it's not that distant. That beficha is the vidui, bevavcha is the charata, lasoi soi is to commit to correct it, that's ziva zachet. So there's a famous question, like, you know, the pasuk saying that tshuva seems that according to this is very easy. It's not leafless, it's not rechoika, it's beficha bevavcha lasoi soi. But I don't want to talk about that. But the Ramban himself asks, so if it's a mitzvah, it's a tzivoy, why is it's written, you will do tshuva. And then it says it's a mitzvah. Why is it right like that? So he says it writes like that because there's an element of avtocha as well that we will, Klal Yisrael as a whole will do. The future will come and we will do tshuva. Therefore, the Torah wants to write it in the language of a fact, it's going to happen, as opposed to in the language of just a command to do. I was thinking maybe another Kanech, the Rishiva, the Gifter, Zatzal, taught when he talks about the Rambam says the mitzvah is, the mitzvah tshuva is not here. He finds the mitzvah tshuva said in the language of the mitzvah vidui, and the language of the Rambam in most places is kishayosha b'chayte mechatoi. Once he does tshuva, he has the chiyuv to say vidui. So the Shiva said, why is it that the Torah doesn't write it in a command to do tshuva, the Torah writes it in a command to do vidui? So Shiva suggests that since the yisod of the what we're trying to fix through tshuva is that we were bercher bara, we chose to do something improper. If a person would just do tshuva because he's commanded to do so, even though there's obviously an opportunity of being of bechira in that as well, but it wouldn't be a full correction of the problem. I'm doing it because I was told I have to do it. If a person does it because he's totally choosing on his own to correct, there's no command to correct, but he's choosing to correct, that's going to be the tikkun and the correction for the problem which he's done of choosing ra, choosing incorrectly. That's why the Rambam does not see the tzivoy, the it's says, on the other hand, the tzivoy is not in doing tshuva, the tzivoy is in saying vidui afterwards. But the Torah does give a tzivoy in regards to tshuva, because this way we get the advantage of being a mitzvah v'oisa, which Chazal said is greater than a man in mitzvah v'oisa. So passing in the Ramban, we can say the same thing. The Torah writes in the language of Hashem, so you will do tshuva. It means it's something which we as a people will choose to do, each individual person will choose to do tshuva. So it means it's a choice which we make on our own. The Torah also categorizes that as a mitzvah, because it has the milah of the tzivoy of mitzvah of oisa. But the Torah, the main language of the pasuk about the concept of the tshuva is medafka written in a language which means this person has own volition to decide to do so. So Rav Elba writes that the act of doing bechir bara, we misappropriated the power Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us to be Bechrim. So the tikkun for that is to create a rock-solid commitment to change to the point that we won't be Bechrim or not. That's the tikkun. So it's not just, you know, a simple tshuva, but it's a deep-seated, significant change. And that's the pasuk is saying, that you have to come to that and recognize that. I can't command the rock solid commitment to change. I can command that you should try and do better. I can't correct that. You have to come on your own and come up with this rock solid commitment that you're going to be better. Have a good Shabbos and a ksiva b'chasimah tayva. Good kol tov.